It was standing room only, as Tim Hafey blamed Charlottesville and especially its police chief for a failure to plan well, leaving citizens vulnerable to injury and death. He repeated a claim denied by Police Chief Al Thomas that authorities watched brawling in the streets from their command center and did nothing.
And this is a point where we've got two different people, Chief Thomas's own assistant and Captain Lewis, who told us that his response to this is let them fight, it'll make it easier to declare an unlawful assembly.
Hafey also blasted state police, who refused to break up fights and did not work well with the city.
Virginia State Police had 600 troopers here. The problem was they didn't share their plan with Charlottesville Police. We have it because it was left on a chair at City Space. Captain Shiflett found it Monday morning.
That was 2 days after the Unite the Right rally. The two police forces could not even talk to each other on their radios, a problem flagged during a Ku Klux Klan rally 1 month earlier.
State police is on one set of radio channels. Charlottesville officers are on another set of channels.
Hafey also faulted the city for failing to place officers along the route that protesters would use to leave as police pushed them out of the park into crowds of counter-demonstrators.
It's as the push happens that you see more violence. You see the flamethrower in the gunshot. You see the punches in the face. You see the DeAndre Harris beating in the garage. That's all after the unlawful assembly because people are leaving through the same direction and there's no law enforcement presence on those paths whatsoever. Two CPD squads actually stay in the park for hours, guarding the park.
One expert suggested beforehand that police erect strong barriers on streets that cross the downtown mall. Instead, flimsy sawhorses were used, and at one point, one was left entirely unguarded, making it possible for a man to drive his car into a crowd of counter-protesters. But when Hafey attempted to defend law enforcement, the crowd erupted in disbelief.
You know, I want to stress here that we never found evidence that Chief Thomas or Captain Mitchell or anybody said, we don't care. It's not that at all. We found that they wanted very much to protect public safety. They just didn't do a sufficient job.
During the public comment period, many suggested the police chief be fired, among them Gail Wetherill, a retired critical care nurse who said meaning well is not enough.
I have to say, nothing that was in this report surprised me in the least. I could have told you by the end of the day on August 12th pretty much what Mr. Hafey's told us.
Ms. Wetherill, you're at your time.
It was obvious. Everybody else got double the time they were told, so I'm going to take mine.
Okay, you're not going to take double. You can have a few more seconds.
Let's thank close you,
up.
Darling.
Thank you.
I lost my train of thought. I know one thing, though. If I were so arrogant as to say to myself, well, you know, I read about that in nursing school a few years ago. I should be able to do this. And somebody died, the Board of Nursing would pull my license in a heartbeat. Not only would they pull my license, but they would call into account my boss, who allowed me to go into a dangerous situation unprepared.
During the public comment period, residents attacked Hafey and his team of four lawyers, all white men, for failing to address long-standing racial hostilities between police and the black community in their report, and they called on Mayor Mike Signer and members of City Council to apologize or resign. I'm Sandy Houseman.